Come on, you couch potatoes. I could use some help here.
Shh! Not during Tri-State's Most Wanted.
Your three mugs are most wanted in my kitchen.
Grandma, this is an important show. It gets ordinary people involved in fighting crime.
Yeah, and it's our duty as patriotic Americans to watch it.
Oh, stop wrapping yourself in the flag and start scraping these plates.
Be on the lookout for Bobby Tex Snyder, now believed to be in the Tri-State area.
Oh, what a face.
I wonder why they call him Tex.
Well, maybe it's got something to do with that tattoo of Texas on his forehead.
Look at that big scar above his eyebrow.
It isn't a scar. That's the Rio Grande.
Remember, there's a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of this man.
Wow.
$20,000. That would certainly buy a lot of baby food for our new addition. What makes you think you could catch a crook?
Well, that one's so easy to spot.
Yeah. How many guys part their hair on the right side?
Oh, Lord, Naomi, I think you can kiss your Gerbers goodbye. Hey, Al, what's up?
Oh, I just came by to borrow something.
Well, that's what neighbors are for. What do you need?
Your sofa.
My sofa?
Don't tell me your mother broke the couch again.
Oh, no, Mother's given up the couch for good. Daddy reinforced the lazy boy with tempered steel. She couldn't be happier.
Then why do you want our sofa?
I know why. Iola is doing props again for that damn Pepper Pot playhouse.
Well, Thelma, this is terribly important. The script calls for shabby period furniture badly in need of refurbishing. Your sofa's perfect.
Hey, what show are you putting on?
Oh, it's our first world premiere. It's called A Noble Obsession. It's all about this Austrian count who falls in love with a young girl with amnesia.
Played by Miss Pepperpot herself, Martha Pape Hines.
That old battle axe is playing the young girl?
Well, the part was written specially for her.
Yeah, by Martha Pape Hines.
I hear she hired a big New York actor to play the part of the Count.
Who? Somebody famous?
Leslie Lemoyne.
Oh, boy, Leslie Lemoyne. Who's Leslie Lemoyne?
Nobody knows and nobody cares. It's probably some has-been who never was.
Well, apparently Martha Pape doesn't feel that way. She is paying him a salary.
Ooh.
And she is putting him up at the Motel 6.
The new one under the viaduct?
You got it. Martha Pape's going first class all the way.
Well, not with my sofa, she ain't.
Oh, but Thelma...
No buts, all the way that ham-bone chews up the scenery, nobody's sofa safe.
I'll give you program credit.
Get out!
There. If I do say so myself, this is the spitting image of Bobby Tex Snyder.
Yeah. Hey, Mama, look. Naomi has made an artist rendering of Tri-State's Most Wanted.
Oh, I didn't know Alf was on the run.
How dare you criticize my work? I've been told I have natural talent.
Well, you shouldn't believe everything you hear in the back seat of a Chevy.
We will see who has the last laugh. Once we get that $20,000 reward.
That's right, Mama. We are going bounty hunting over at the mall.
Lord help us all. There's going to be a shootout at Hickory Farms.
No need for gunplay, little lady. We got these.
Where the hell did you two get handcuffs?
At Sheriff Starkweather's garage sale. Go ahead, tell her our plan, honey.
Well, sir. As soon as we spot the alleged perpetrator, Naomi will distract him. And then I'll snap on these babies before he knows what hit him.
Oh, sweetheart, Don Johnson has nothing on you.
Yeah, except looks, money, and 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay, Skeeter, get me out of these things.
All right, baby, where's the key?
I thought you had it.
I don't have it. Don't you have it?
No.
All right.
Don't panic. Perhaps it's in your other pants in the basement.
Oh, I hope so. We got the bowling league finals next Tuesday.
Well, the city can sleep well with those two on the case.
Hey, Grandma, guess what? I tried out for that play down at the Pepper Pot, and I got the part.
Since when are you so interested in the theater?
Since Patty Benson got cast as the Count's niece, I've been trying to get her to notice me for months.
Yeah? So what are you going to play, her love interest?
Not exactly, but it's a pivotal role. I play the second delivery boy.
A star is born.
Well, gee, Grandma, there were a lot of guys up for that part. Some of them even had experience.
Acting experience?
No, delivery experience.
Hey, wait a minute. Who is that man over there talking to Iola? I hope he's not trying to sell her aluminum siding.
No, Grandma, that's Leslie Lemoyne. I saw his picture down at the Pepper Pot.
Boy, doesn't he look full of himself. I tell you, if there's one thing I cannot stand, it's some phony baloney actor tooting his own horn.
You, Grandma!
Hi, sweetie! Lord, she's bringing them over here.
Thelma Harper, I would like you to meet Mr. Leslie Lemoyne, the star of the show down at the Pepper Pot.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Lemoyne.
The pleasure's all mine. I was admiring your lovely home and garden from across the way.
Thank you. I do my best.
My, such a dainty hand. Surely these are not the fingers of a lady who does yard work.
Well, I just use gardening gloves and cornhuskers lotion.
The beauty secrets of America's heartland.
You know, Thelma, Mr. Lemoyne has been all over the world. He recently starred in the New Zealand production of Under the Yum Yum Tree.
Oh, well, I guess after wowing them down under, Raytown must seem pretty boring.
Well, on the contrary, I find it charming. I believe the smaller the town, the nicer the people.
Well, we've always prided ourselves on our smallness.
I do wish our town was big enough that we could provide you with the props and the sets that you deserve.
Oh, don't you worry, Miss Boylan. You're doing a splendid job, all things considered.
Well, you didn't tell me that you were having production problems. Why don't we go discuss this over a pot of tea? You know what? I have a sofa in here I believe would be just perfect for your production. Now, not another word, Iola. You know what I always say? The show must go on.
Boy, tracking criminals can wear you out. Now I know why Cagney and Lacey threw in the towel.
I never realized how many people don't have tattoos on their faces.
Honey, I think we better just give it up.
Oh, now, Skeeter, we can catch that crook. All we got to do is keep our eyes peeled. The secret to being a good detective is paying attention to detail.
For crooks, somebody snuck in here and stole the sofa.
Good Lord, now he thinks he's a bloodhound.
Mama, what happened to the sofa?
I lent it to the Pepper Pot Playhouse.
You did? Well, whatever made you change your mind?
Well, Bubba got a part in the production, and I thought that I would support him.
Oh, and I suppose Leslie Lemoyne had nothing to do with your sudden change of heart.
Mama, you met Leslie Lemoyne?
No, he just dropped by for a minute or two.
A minute or... Thelma, he was here for an hour and a half, drinking tea and eating La Viana cookies.
La Viana cookies? Somebody's got a bow.
Oh, will you dry up? I just feel sorry for the man, that's all. I mean, he lives out of a suitcase. He's starved for a little taste of home.
Oh, I suppose that's why you invited him to dinner on Friday night.
Well, I had to do something. Leslie invited me to be his guest on opening night.
Oh, so now it's Leslie.
Oh, I think Mama's got a crush.
Just knock it off. Mr. Lemoyne and I are just good friends, that's all. I would just like to repay his kindness with a simple home-cooked meal. I wonder what Chateaubriand is going for nowadays.
Oh, gee, Grandma, I'm so nervous about opening night, I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat dinner.
Well, good, because you're not invited.
Daddy, you're really going all out for Mr. LeMoyne. Vegetable medley francaise, pretty fancy.
It is just peas and little bitty onions.
Say, Grandma, will you help me rehearse my part? I want to be letter perfect.
Sure, sweetie.
Okay.
All righty. Page 27. Huh? I'm reading the count.
Right. Okay. First, I come up to the door and I knock. And the count comes to the door and I say, would you please sign here for your package, Count?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think whoever said there are no small parts was full of it.
Well, at least this way I'll have more time to spend backstage with Patty. See you after the show, Grandma.
Break a leg, sweetie. Shoot, I didn't even get to read a line. What are you two still doing here? I thought you were out cruising for crooks.
No, we hit a dead end in the Bobby Tech Snyder case.
Well, I'm glad you're finally finished with that foolishness.
We decided to start over from scratch.
Yeah. We're going to stay home and watch this week's Tri-State's Most Wanted and find somebody new to go after.
What? When you're right on the verge of catching up with Bobby Tex? No, you go on out there and get sleuthing.
Hey, you don't fool us, Miss Harper. We know you want the house all to yourself so that you can play a love scene with your silver-haired Romeo.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're going to be home to chaperone.
The hell you are. Now, both of you get going.
We're about to show the felon of the week.
You're going to be the victim of the month if you don't get your butts out of here.
All right, fine. We will go out to the streets for our manhunt, and you can stay in here for yours.
Remember, Mama, there are things you don't do on the first date.
Yeah, like mention my children. Oh, Mark. Look at this mess they left here. Well, Benton, for crying out loud, if you do run into Bobby Tex, it looks like you're going to be on your own.
This week's felon is a dangerous man who preys on older women. He's now believed to be in the tri-state area. A $50,000 reward is offered for his capture. He's a consummate actor capable of playing many roles. Handsome and charming, he woos his way into women's lives, marries them for their money, then brutally does away with them. His last victim, Harriet Lee, was a rich widow from Phoenix on her final trip to the Grand Canyon.
Ah, isn't it a lovely evening? Come closer to the edge, my dear.
Oh, my lord. It's Leslie LeMoyne. I'm fixing Chateaubriand for the widow waster.
Maybe if I'm real quiet, he'll go away.
Thelma? Oh, there you are. Didn't you hear the doorbell? Is anything wrong, Thelma?
No. Wrong? No. What could be wrong?
I see we're dining alone.
No, not alone. My family will be back any minute.
The table's set for two.
Well, we've only got the two place settings, so we have to dine in shifts.
Thelma, I love that homespun humor of yours.
Yeah, I'm a panic. Oh, there's dinner. I better go check on that. Why don't you just sit down and make yourself at home? Way over there by the front door.
Thelma? Ah! Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
You didn't?
The aroma of your cooking is too enticing to resist.
Well, it's a darn shame because it's burnt, see? We're going to have to eat out.
Thelma?
I know, great spot, too. There's a big old cafeteria over there by the Pepper Pot Playhouse. It's real crowded and well lit.
not hungry anyway. At least, not for food.
Oh, brother.
Velma, please. Don't be nervous. We celebrities are people, just like you, with the same needs, the same desires.
Sourball?
Velma, you do excite me.
I'm sorry, I swear I won't do it again.
Temptress, you're toying with me. Only one other woman ever resisted me the way that you have.
Oh, yeah? What happened to her?
She married me. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us.
Uh-oh.
Velma, you seem so tense.
Tense? Who's tense?
Oh. Velma, I know just what you need.
Oh, Lord.
One minute in my hands, you think you've died and gone to heaven.
Well, that was just great. Now it's your turn.
What's this gun?
Don't be silly now. After all, you're the one who has the performance tonight. Oh, well. You just relax. Leave everything to me.
Oh, Thelma, that is pure pleasure.
Yeah, well, it'll be even better if you close your eyes. There. I've got you now.
Thelma, you surprised me. I didn't know the hinterlands were so kinky.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Buster.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, I can see how much you love it when you're sitting in a slammer.
Oh, I get it. You're the prison guard, and I'm the naughty inmate.
You sicko.
I love it when you talk wicked to me. Thelma, could we continue this after the show tonight?
The show is over for you, mister. Hello, operator, get me the police.
Police? Thelma, what are you doing? I've got to go to the theater.
You ain't going anywhere, you lady killer.
Serious. Help! Somebody help! Get my agent on the phone!
You can forget your agent. You need a lawyer.
What are you doing?
Hello? Hello, police? Yeah, this is Thelma Harper. I have got the Tri-State's Most Wanted sitting right here in my living room bound and gagged. Yeah. Say, I was wondering, could I get that $50,000 in small bills? Yeah, you know, it is so hard to cash a C-note nowadays.
Oh, I'm worried about that.
Now I know why cops have flat feet. We must have walked over every inch of this town and didn't see one single criminal.
Yeah, just our luck to live in a crime-free community.
Where's Grandma?
Haven't seen her.
Hey, how was the play, you guys?
It was a disaster. Leslie Lemoyne never showed up. I had to hold the script and read his part. They booed me off the stage.
Well, gee, I thought your Australian accent was pretty good.
It was supposed to be Austrian.
Well, what about me? I was so thrown, I said, "Will you please sign here for your package, Miss Boylan?" Now Patty won't go to the cast party with me.
Well, wait till I get my hands on Thelma and Lemoyne. Where could they be?
Well, we haven't checked her bedroom.
My mama wouldn't do that.
Thelma, where have you been?
The police station.
See, I told you my mama wouldn't do that.
What were you doing at the police station?
Well, I sort of had Mr. Lemoyne arrested.
You what? Well, I saw him killing some old lady on Tri-State's Most Wanted.
It was a reenactment. I was playing a part.
Well, you sure fooled me.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Any idiot knows that a real criminal would not commit a murder in front of a TV camera.
He wouldn't?
Well, that's what I get for doing television.
Gee, Miss Harper, I think you've had your final performance with Leslie Lemoyne.
Oh, that Broadway blowhard. It serves me right for getting involved with an actor. They break your heart, they steal your sofa, they leave you with an oven full of Chateaubriand. Next time I tell an actor to break a leg, I'm gonna mean it.